Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of A Confetti Filled Life. I am so happy to be here with you. So happy to have you tuning in. There's one thing I want to talk about in this week's episode. I shouldn't even say this week's because now I want to release as many as I can as things pop up as ways that may help you not only build your business, but be open to some of the mindset shifts that need to take place in order for you to take more control of your life and your destiny and help you to start designing and architecting the life of your dreams. Now, someone who is the embodiment of that is Taylor Swift. And unless you're living under a rock, you may have recently heard that she released her newest album, which ended up being a double album called The Tortured Poets Department. If you're not in love with the name, neither am I. So we're in this together. And Taylor is having a year. Baby girl is exploded throughout the world. There is no one more famous. There are no tickets more coveted. There is no more red lipstick left in the world because all of the Swifties are buying them up. There is not a small business that hasn't been affected, mine included. We had a Taylor Swift day last summer. I see Taylor Swift dance classes. I see Taylor Swift beer tastings. I see Taylor Swift wine days. I have seen it all. So wherever you are listening from in the world, I guarantee you there is some Taylor-centric event that is going on near you, around you. It will get you because it's gotten me. And I am leaning into it as much as possible. One, because I'm a Swiftie myself. I love Taylor's music. I love her honesty. I love her stage presence. I think that she is an incredible human being. I think that she has done so much with the gifts that she's been given and the opportunities that she's been given. And it's pretty amazing. I also have a little bit of Taylor fatigue, if I'm being completely honest with you, because she is everywhere. I can't even imagine what she feels like. I'm sure at one point you just have to wake up and be like, damn, can I stop seeing my face on a billboard? And that leads me to what I want to talk about today, which is that Miss Taylor Swift, Miss multiple Grammy Award winning artist, activist, beautiful woman inside and out, is just a human being, guys. That's all. She is no different than any of us. She has more resources today. She might have more money today. She might, you know, be dating a football player today. But, you know, what I'm going to bring that back to is the system is what has amplified her message and her lyrics and made us love her. And because of so many things that she writes are just common life experiences that we all find connection to. Many of us do anyway. And even if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, you have to on the peripheral, really look and say, gosh, like, good for her. I can't believe what she's done with her life and her gifts. That's so incredible. But I think all too often we look at celebrities or even people in our own social circles and we put them on these pedestals that they have something and we do not. There's the haves, there's the have-nots. This person has talent, this person doesn't. This person has this, this person doesn't. And when we create those kinds of comparisons, we've already shot ourselves out of the foot and taken ourselves out of the game before we even put one foot on that field. And when you really think of people who we admire and who we idolize, they are doing nothing different than we are, except, and this is the number one exception, is they have leaned into opportunities as they've come, instead of waiting for things to come. I just read this article recently that Taylor Swift lived in Pennsylvania. She loved to perform. She taught herself guitar and she begged her parents to go to Nashville on vacation so that she could try to get a record deal. And so they did. I mean, that was pretty cool of them, because I don't even know if my kid said, hey, I want to do this. I'd be like, well, you know what? Siesta Key is calling our names. I think that sounds a lot more fun. We should go there instead of honky-tonking on Broadway. But her parents said yes. And her mom told this story about how she was literally like going into record companies with like a CD or cassette or something. I don't even know. But and she was like asking these people to just notice her. And while that might not be all of our experiences, she was still just a little girl who had a guitar, who liked to sing songs. Like, she wasn't born with any superhero properties, talents, extra senses than any of us have. And why I think it's important and why I've been thinking about it so much is because we as humans in the society that we've built this machine, this engine that's responsible for echoing and amplifying people's voices. We do that through mass media. We've gotten really good at it in the past 30 years, specifically since internet was invented, and people have done so many things to create content and share ideas and share their voices, whether it's through music or YouTube or, I mean, think of how many different news sources that you have today versus what people had 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 100 years ago. And so if Taylor Swift was born 100 years ago, she may have just been someone who had an incredible talent and shared it in the way that she could at the time. We wouldn't be paying, you know, $2,000 for a concert ticket, my God, which still blows my mind. But instead, she may still be touring and sharing her gift. And all too often, we can use the basis of our ordinariness, being ordinary, as our crutch as to why we can't do something. And I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but you are ordinary. I am ordinary. 100% of human beings are ordinary. We cannot take a pill that's going to make us any different, that's going to turn us into a superhuman version of ourselves. I wish. And the more that we put this extraordinary version of ourselves on a pedestal, the more time we waste waiting to do things. And that is simply not a good enough excuse. Because Taylor Swift, the human being, is an ordinary person. She is an ordinary girl. She plays music, she writes songs, she, for example, has turned off all of the comments on her Instagram because 5 years ago, people talked so much shit to her that she wanted to tune it out. Just like all of us, are afraid of the criticism, are afraid of hearing and listening to the bad, you know, buzz that's going on in the back of our ear, so is she. So she is no different. Think of your favorite actor, think of your favorite author, think of someone in your social circle that you think has it going on, is doing so much more than you are. They're ordinary. The biggest difference, and you have to come to terms with this, the biggest difference between those people who are ordinary like us, but do extraordinary things, is in the doing. It's in the acting. It's in the one foot in front of the other. It's in the starting. It's in the idea that it's okay to suck, that it's okay to fail, that it's okay to put something out there that is crap until it can be bad, until it can be okay, and then it can be good, and then it can be extraordinary. I'm sure the lyrics that Taylor was writing as an 11-year-old girl handing her cassette or CD or whatever it was to music execs in Nashville was not what these powerful lyrics are today that she's writing as a 34-year-old woman who's done this for over 20 years. And that is the process. That's the game. That's the game that you should be playing with yourself. It's not, when am I going to wake up and feel extraordinary? When am I going to feel motivated enough to do something? It's, what can I do today that is interesting to me, not to the world, but to me, that is fun, that I can play around with and see what it becomes? And that is building confidence, that is building a lifestyle, that's building a business. I demystified years and years and years of what people have done to earn a living for themselves and not be part of someone else's machine, which is how I view corporate America. So think of the ways in your life that you can create something extraordinary, create something bigger than yourself. I know you have the idea. I know you have the talent. Everyone does. It's just a matter of uprooting it from your mind and creating it in this physical world. So if you haven't listened to the Tortured Poets Department, I still think that you should. Even if you're not a Swiftie, I still find it to be an incredible piece of art. And let's go create your own Tortured Poets Department album, whatever that is for you. So thank you again for tuning in today. All my Swifties and non-Swifties, go do something extraordinary today because you're amazing and wonderful and you can do it.